the other one, I don't know. Pope?
Poke. Mm-mm. Poke salad?
Uh-uh. I'm not familiar with that.
It's up in Georgia.
I'm not. Some people call it a little garden, you know, a salad patch, you know.
Uh-huh.
I never heard that until some people from in Virginia, they call them salad patches.
For the greens?
Yeah, for the greens. Instead of saying they have a garden or garden patch, well, they have a salad patch.
Hmm.
That's the only place I'd ever heard that.
Mm-hmm. And say if you're talking about lettuce, you wanted to buy some lettuce, you might ask for two or three
heads of lettuce.
Okay. But you ever use that word heads talking about children?
Say, yeah.
How
many heads? He's got 10 head of children.
Uh-huh.
Or,
is that jokingly or serious?
No, it's usually jokingly.
Uh-huh. What if someone had, say, 14 children? You might say he had what of children?
He had a large family or 14 head.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Did you ever hear a passel?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's got a passel of children, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Did you ever use that word yourself?
No. No, I don't think no. I may probably have. I probably have.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I'm sure I have used that word.
Is it joking too?
Yes, in a jokingly way.
Anything else you could say it about besides children?
Yeah, you could say you got a passel of dogs or
mm-hmm.
passel of cats or chickens and
mm-hmm.
cows or
just any kind of animal.
Yeah, passel of kin folks or something like that. You know? Or you may say Joe has a whole passel of kin folks visiting him.
Mm-hmm. And the outside of the ear of corn is called the
husk.
Okay. And the kind of corn that's tender enough to eat right off the cob is called
roast ear.
Okay. And the stringy stuff that comes off the corn.
Silk.
Okay. And the thing that grows up at the top of the corn stalk.
Tassel.
Okay.
Well, I know about that farming now.
And this is a little yellow vegetable. It's got a little crooked neck to it.
Squash.
Okay. Do you know what they call that white, flat kind of squash? Or are you familiar with that?
No, I know what you're talking about, and I don't believe that I've ever eaten any of it. Is it rhubarb? That's not rhubarb, is it?
Is it
a squash?
Yeah, kind of squash. But
I don't know. I do know what you're talking about. I've seen them in the market, but I can't remember ever eating one of them. I don't believe I have.
I don't guess they really grow around
here. No, they have them in the market, but
mm-hmm.
you get accustomed to walking the same path, you just stay in there, you know.
Where does the upper end of this county is agricultural?
Mm-hmm.
So most of the vegetables and things that you'd have, if they were fresh, they would come up maybe from around Weewaw or something.
Mm-hmm. There or further. Mm-hmm.
And a large thing that you might make pie out of at Thanksgiving.
Pumpkin.
Okay. And something that springs up in the woods or fields after it rains, a little umbrella-shaped thing.
Are you thinking of a toadstool? Is that what you
said?
Okay.
Any other name for that? Or anything similar?
No, I don't think so. I've always known about toadstools.
Mm-hmm. What about something like that that's edible?
Mushrooms.
Okay. Can you eat a toadstool?
No, they're poisonous.
Mm-hmm. How can you tell the difference between a mushroom and a toadstool?
Well, I don't know, so I just don't eat either. No, I really don't know.